Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer period. If you'd like to ask a question at that time, please press star then one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I'll now turn it over to Mr. Jared Potts. You may begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jared Potts. I'm your local Tivoli Storage Evangelist, and if there's anything we can do for you, please don't hesitate to contact us. Today we're going to be talking about Flash Copy Manager. We're actually going to be going through a client-facing pitch and talking about how to actually pitch the product, how to actually sell this product, and where it fits in to the portfolio. So with no further delay, I'd like to introduce Rich Vining, who's the marketing manager responsible for the Tivoli Storage Manager portfolio of products. He came to us from the FilesX acquisition, so he's been with us since 2008. However, he's been in business for well over 20 years. No, I'm sorry, just 20 years. He's been with many companies, two kids, lives in Boston. Great guy. I'm going to turn it over to you, Rich. Go ahead.
Thanks, Jared. That's pretty funny. So I'm the product marketing manager for Flash Copy Manager, as well as a number of other products that are near and dear to our hearts. And this is a pretty exciting new product that we came out with back in, say, December last year, and we're coming out with the second version of it now. The reason we have it at version 2 is because there was a predecessor product called Tivoli Storage Manager for Advanced Copy Services that this replaces, and I'll talk about that a little bit. So as Jarrett mentioned, this is a client-facing presentation. I'm not going to go through every slide to, you know, as you would with a client. I just want to go through and highlight what the slides are for and how to help you position the product as you're talking to your clients with it. So I'll start on slide 3. Slides 3 and 4 are an executive summary. So if you want to just give a 5-minute overview of what this product is as part of a broader conversation with your customer, these are two really good slides to talk about the product. And what it's really about is helping customers to be able to back up and restore critical applications that are running on their storage and servers in a way that beats the traditional backups. Traditionally, you have to stop the application, run a backup, could take hours to run the backup, and then you put the application back online again. That doesn't work anymore. You know, these applications need to be up and running all the time. So with Flash Copy and Snapshot technologies that we'll talk about, we can get around that problem and really reduce the backup window to almost nothing. And on the same side, we can also do fast restores, so you get the application back up and running if something goes wrong. So let's jump into slide 6, and the presentation starts out with, like most of our presentations in storage, about how data is growing exponentially, and the cost of storage, not the storage itself because that continues to decrease, but the cost of managing the storage is exploding and really consuming most IT budgets today. And most analysts agree that data is growing in business about 48 to 50% per year. So, you know, if you're spending $100,000 on storage this year, you're going to have to spend $150,000 next year, $225,000 the year after that, and that just becomes overbearing. And customers are really looking for smarter ways to do that, to deal with that, to reduce the amount of information that they have to manage, to do it smarter, to do it with less infrastructure, less manpower, and such. And the third bullet on here is the cost of losing data are becoming increasingly unacceptable. As the world becomes smarter, as it becomes more interconnected and instrumented, we're finding that the data is what drives the business. If you lose access to the data, if you lose access to the applications, your business stops. So you're going to lose revenues, you're going to lose customer confidence, you're going to see some embarrassment in the marketplace potentially. You could face fines, and in some cases, executives from the companies can actually go to jail or face stiff penalties. So that's the problem. Moving on to slide 7, some of the challenges of protecting this vital data is, like I said, you can't take it down to back it up. So, you need to have it up 24/7. because they're generating revenue or doing whatever it is that your business does, servicing your clients. So zero application downtime is expected, and therefore you have a shrinking backup window. The amount of content in the database is continuing to increase, so you have complicated database management. You may have data that's scattered across many systems, and you can no longer perform backups in the amount of time that's allocated. And so, you know, there are things that can go wrong. You can have hardware errors. You can have errors in human errors. You can have administrator errors. You can have bugs. You can have viruses and such, or you can have disasters. All these things have to be planned for, and you have to be able to restore operations quickly should one of those things happen. And in a lot of cases, the response has to be different based on what can go wrong and based on the application and how important it is to your business. On slide eight and nine, we use these slides in a number of different presentations to talk about the gap that's forming between the cost of information on availability, you know, how much it costs for your business as if you lose data, how much, you know, over time, how much does that cost your business? And then on slide nine, it talks about, you know, how complex it is to do these restores. Now you have so many different types of applications, so many types of servers, so many different things can go wrong, so many different locations where the data and the people are. Doing an effective recovery becomes even more complex as these things become more distributed and more complicated. So we're looking for simpler ways to do data protection and recovery, and Flash Copy Manager fits into that pretty nicely. Slide 10, another slide on some of the issues that are facing storage administrators in particular. The data growth is obvious. It takes longer to do backups. It takes longer to do restores. The more data you have, higher service level requirements. You can't afford any downtime. You can't afford to lose any data. And recovery is complicated by the different causes of failure and different application-specific requirements. So that gets into the problems. Slide 11 is where we start to talk about, you know, what can we do to help. And Flash Copy Manager is what people might call a point solution. It's for certain applications on certain storage systems, but very important ones. And it fits into the overall Tivoli Storage Manager framework of product offerings that we put together in what we call Unified Recovery Management, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But Flash Copy Manager on slide 11, it performs and manages frequent, near-instant, non-disruptive application-aware backups and restores. Let me explain that a little bit. With snapshot technologies like this, you can run backups more often because they take very little time and very little compute resources to run them. So you don't have to stop everything like at night and run a backup once a night. Now you can run backups once an hour, once every 10 minutes, whatever. It's, as I said, near instant. It's non-disruptive in that you don't have to shut the application down completely to do this. It just quiesces the application, meaning it makes sure that, you know, everything is in where it's supposed to be before we run the backup and then runs that and then makes it available once again. It's application aware in that each application has its own particular ways of performing these snapshots, and we leverage those within the product, so that you get a consistent or a complete restore of the database when you want to do the restore. It leverages the snapshot technologies that are in IBM storage systems. So what we're talking about here is XIV, DS8000, DS5000, 4000, 3000, and SVC, Sand Volume Controller. So with those systems, they have built-in capabilities to do snapshots, but those snapshots are not application-aware. So what Flash Copy Manager does is adds in that application-aware piece to be able to handle these specialized applications, and those are DB2, SAP, Oracle, Microsoft Exchange, and Microsoft SQL Server. New in version 2.2, and you'll see these little new blurbs throughout the presentation where there's new functionality in the product, we've added the ability to do database cloning within the Unix version of the product, which would be AIX and Linux and Solaris. So we can do cloning now, which makes a copy of your database, the whole database, so you can take it and do some other things with it, such as application development and testing, such as data mining, quality assurance. I'll list some of those others in a later slide. And we can also integrate this with Tivoli Storage Manager. The way that this works, Flash Copy Manager works, and Flash Copy, it makes a copy of the data and puts it on the same storage system in another location on that system. When you integrate it with Tivoli Storage Manager, now you can pull that data off of that system and put it onto other storage for disaster recovery purposes, for tiering, for long-term data management, for archiving even. So it's a very seamless and easy integration with Tivoli Storage Manager to extend the life of the data that you're backing up. Slide 12 goes into a little bit about why snapshots are useful. Like I said, you can run the backup quickly without taking it offline. You can provide more faster recovery time. Since you're doing more backups more frequently, it creates more recovery points, so you don't have to go back to yesterday's data. You can go back to the data from an hour ago or 10 minutes ago, and it provides minimal downtime. There are different kinds of snapshots. The ones that we use are the copy on write, but there are other kinds, and there's a link at the bottom of this page that provides some education on snapshot technologies that I found useful as I was researching it. On slide 13, this is the overall description of the product. It's intended for customers that want to improve the protection and recoverability of business-critical application data that's stored on IBM storage systems. And there's a caveat with that I'll explain. But, as I said, it's the DS series, SAN volume controller, and therefore any storage that's connected to SAN volume controller, so it could be non-IBM storage that's virtualized by SVC, and then XIV, which is a great product as well. For the DS5000, 4000, and 3000, that's supported on Windows environments, so it supports SQL Server and Exchange, and it makes use of Microsoft's Volume Shadow Copy Services, or VSS. Also, we support any other storage array, non-IBM storage array, that is also aware or capable of using VSS. So while we promote this with the DS series, it'll also work with other products as well from other vendors. And then for the DS 8000 SAN Volume Controller and XIV, we support applications running on AIX, Linux X64, which is new, Solaris Spark, which is new, and also Windows using the VSS. So it's that's basically your snapshot of what this product does or how it does it. In terms of benefits on slide 14, we've got simplified deployment and management of this advanced application-aware data protection for the IBM systems. And it is fairly simple. It installs and you can do your first snapshot within a few hours. It improves backup and recovery time from hours to a few minutes. So think about your standard backup where you have to shut things down and run a backup that could take hours. Certainly a file-level backup can take hours, but this reduces it down to a few minutes. It improves productivity by simplifying management and automating routine administrative tasks. It facilitates application development and testing through the cloning capability. What I didn't put on the slide also is that we've got the ability to provide scripting so you can support other applications as well. So it's not just DB2 and SAP and Oracle, but also any other application that's running on these Unix platforms. You can now provide some customization to support those as well. And then it leverages your existing investments in IBM System Storage. And provides a tight integration with Tivoli Storage Manager. So this is something you add onto an existing environment. So let's say you've got a customer that's running system IBM Storage or Tivoli Storage Manager. You can add this into the environment to provide this extra level or extra layer of protection for critical applications. Slide 15 is a diagram that shows how it works. You've got your application system on the left with the various applications. Application data is stored on the IBM storage. It's in the block in the middle. Snapshots are copies that are made to local volumes within that storage, and then you can move that data optionally off to TSM. You don't need TSM in the environment. You can use any other backup product as well, but the integration with TSM with Flash Copy Manager makes it a really special kind of arrangement. So it's very easy for the administrator to handle data management throughout the process here. With other applications, you need to do some special scripting and do some special setups and stuff. But you don't need TSM in the environment. That's one of the benefits of Flash Copy Manager over the previous product that we had. With the previous ones, you would need TSM in the environment. On slide 16, here we'll start going through some of the key functionality features of the product. So first is on the backup. You can back up full databases or storage groups. You can exploit the storage copy services that are in each individual product. Such as with SVC, you have the ability to do space-efficient flash copy. We support that in version 2.2. You can do auto-provisioning of targets and block-level incremental flash copy based on whatever's available in the storage system that you're protecting. It enables frequent snapshots for near continuous data protection operation. It's not true CDP, but I mean, you could run this thing every couple of minutes and get pretty close to CDP levels of protection. Obviously, the more you run it, the more storage and processor power you're going to need, but it can be done. And then it's policy managed. So, you know, you set up your schedules, you set up policies to maintain the number of backups that you want, the iterations, how far back do you want to be able to restore in time. And then adaptive and changing requirements. So you can move things around pretty easily and support changing the changing IT infrastructure. Slide 17 is an overview of all the restore capabilities that we have. At the top is Microsoft Exchange. We're now supporting Exchange 2010. That's new in this version. And you can do restore of Exchange storage groups. You can do restore from a mounted snapshot image, so you can grab data directly from an image that's mounted. And we have in this the individual mailbox or mail item restore from a snapshot backup, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But we can do individual object restore from Exchange. On the right is Microsoft SQL Server. We're also new here. We're supporting SQL Server 2008 Release 2. And we can do a full database backup and restore. And we can do copy of a full database from a mounted image again. And you can restore it to an alternate name or to an alternate location, so similar to cloning, but more of a backup restore to a different place where you can use the data separately. And then for DB2, for SAP and Oracle, we do full database backup and restore. And with DB2, we have the ability to restore one or more database partitions if you have a multi-partition database. Slide 18, I think I need to get rid of this diagram. That just doesn't seem right. But database cloning is a new feature that we've put into the product. We had it available with advanced copy services prior as a service offering, some customization work that we could do. But now we've included it in the product for no additional charge. And it makes it easy to just make a copy of your database, store it someplace else, so you can use it offline for any number of things like data mining, for application development and testing. If you want to do an upgrade to the database, you can test it there with real data. You can do migration or upgrades. You can do education for your administrators. You can do demos. And you can do reporting off of it. So if you wanted to run some reports once a month, you could do a database clone and run reports off the clone rather than affecting the operation of your production system. So a pretty powerful addition to the product. On slide 19, also new, some additional capabilities we've added for SAN Volume Controller. I believe it's version 5.1 of SVC. We can now detect the deletion of snapshots that are done outside of Flash Copy Manager. So if within an SVC volume snapshots are deleted, we'll know that and we'll be able to react to that. And then we enable the near instant restore of backups when there's when they're on space efficient target volumes in a Windows environment. As promised on slide 20, individual mail restore for Exchange. We can work on single or multiple user mailboxes. We can select which backup to restore based on point in time. And we can perform recovery of any item that's in the Exchange database. It could be an inbox, an item, a draft, an email, outbox, journals, calendars, contacts, notes, whatever. We can do individual restore. And we do that based on search filters. So you can search on who sent it, what's in the subject text, attachments, folders, where it's located, a whole range of things that you can use as a filter to say, here are the items that I want to restore. And then you can restore it into the original mailbox. You can restore it into an alternate mailbox, or you can install it, restore it into a PST file so you can take it and move it into another Exchange server. That's all new in version 2. Or, I'm sorry, version 2 has now support for Exchange 2010. Slide 21 is just a snapshot of the GUI for setting up the individual mail restore. Slide 22, talk about ease of use for Flash Copy Manager. We've definitely minimized the administration time as compared to the previous product. You can now install, configure, and perform your first backup in less than 4 hours. You can. It's got a familiar interface that database administrators are familiar with. And we've integrated tools with Windows and the various applications like DB2 and SAP and Oracle, so that database administrators will be able to pick this up and use it pretty quickly without a lot of education. And it includes an integrated dashboard and reporting tools to make to provide extra visibility and control of the environment. Slide 23, built into the product is integrated web access for support, so it points you directly to the Tivoli Storage Management support website where you can get your questions answered. Slide 24, we've got cluster support built in. It's Java compatible, certified for use with Java Enterprise Edition. And it's got, as I said, user interfaces are what would be familiar to these administrators. Slide 25, as I said, we've got seamless integration with Tivoli Storage Manager. It provides the ability to take these snapshot backups and move them off of the device that they're being stored on. But as well, we can control the backup schedules, where the backups are done to, what kind of backups they are, and such. So it can all be managed from TSM. 26 is the latest and greatest in terms of what's supported in this product. There's a link at the top that shows which where you can find the latest and greatest, because this stuff does change each time we come up with a new release. Pretty much the storage that I talked about earlier, the DS series, Sand Volume Controller, XIV, as well as any other storage that supports VSS or any storage that is being run under Sand Volume Controller. The application platforms are listed there, Exchange, SQL Server, Oracle, DB2, and SAP, with Oracle DB2 and SAP running on AIX, Linux, or Solaris. And then virtual machine support as well through the VSS capabilities of Microsoft, as well as virtual systems on AIX. Okay. Slide 27. This is a snapshot of the main user interface. So you can see there's lots of opportunities or lots of selections here that the user has to get information and configuration and reporting and scheduling and such within the product, as well as a full suite of help menus to help them guide them through the product. Then slides 28 and 29 are a list of the features and benefits, most of which I've already covered here, but it's a nice, if you want to take these and just plug them into another presentation or send them to a customer to show them what the actual features and benefits are, that's fine. Slide 30 has the new ones that we've added, which is the cloning capability, which I covered in terms of being able to help you with application or database application development and data mining and such. And then the customization capabilities, so that now you can support other applications besides DB2, Oracle, and SAP. We get requests sometimes for MySQL, which is a Linux-based database product, that now you can write scripts to support that. And in fact, we've asked the development team to use that as an example for to set up a, here's an example of scripting using MySQL. So hopefully that'll come out soon. And then the optional integration with Tivoli Storage Manager I've talked about. And there's actually a slide on that, slide 31. If you're not familiar with TSM, it's the granddaddy of the Tivoli storage portfolio. And in fact, the Tivoli portfolio is the number one product in Tivoli. The later versions, version 6.1 and 6.2, scale to support up to 1 billion data objects. And an object can be anything. It can be a file. It could be an image. It can be a flash copy data set. So think about that. You know, you're taking a flash copy or a snapshot of your storage array, and TSM can manage a billion of those in one server. So it's extremely scalable. TSM is installed in more than 20,000 organizations, including 60% of the Fortune 500. I think we've got 59 of the top 60 banks in the world using TSM. And we've added a lot of enhanced performance management and data reduction capabilities in the latest releases. Slide 32 shows the benefits of using TSM with Flash Copy Manager. And those would be offloaded backups. Like I said, you can move the data from the storage system to the TSM server and then make use of the tiers of storage behind TSM, including tape for longer-term storage, and then storing the backups on TSM server. Otherwise, Flash Copy Manager is a pretty full-function product on its own. It does fast backups, fast recoveries, management of the snapshots, and such. And slide 33 is, I think, a good overview of the functionality of the products. So it's it shows the AIX, Linux, and Solaris client up top end, the storage devices it supports, and the applications that are supported. And then underneath is the for the Microsoft Exchange, supports all the different products. And the notes there in terms of any storage supported by SVC and any VSS-capable storage are supported on Windows. Slide 34 is about pricing. Unlike most Tivoli storage products, this is priced by capacity. It's a tiered model. So, for your first 12 terabytes, this is the storage that we're supporting, not the storage that we're managing. So it's, the data that's being protected, and it's based on the capacity of the volume that we're protecting. So if the first 12 terabytes, you pay $800 per terabyte, and then for the next from 13 to 32, you pay $672 per terabyte and such. So the price goes down as the environment gets bigger. And you can combine these. If you have multiple instances of Flash Copy Manager, you can combine those to create a more cost-efficient solution. It's orderable on Passport Advantage and AAS, so both Tivoli sellers and SDG sellers and business partners can order it. And it's sold typically with Flash Copy Mat licenses and the base XIV systems. XIV comes with snapshots built in. We've included new tools to help the administrators reduce their guesswork in terms of how much capacity is being managed, so they can get the licensing correct. So we've provide them with the ability to get reports on how much capacity is being managed by Flash Copy Manager. Slide 35 are some quotes that we got from beta customers. Flash Copy Manager works very well, simple and easy to use. Backup of mailbox info is much faster. Setup and installation is very easy. Great for being able to test backups when you can't get to a TSM server. The cloning functionality is great, and one said Flash Copy Manager rocks, which I kind of like. Slide 36 is what you'd find if you went into the Sales Asset Manager database. And in there, every time we create a data sheet, it automatically creates a slide that's an overview of the product. So this is a slide that you can take and just show, to put into other presentations. And then slide 37, some reasons why IBM is a great partner or a great solution for customers looking to manage increasing amounts of data. We've been a leader and an innovator in data protection and recovery management. First to market with a number of different offerings. We've been emphasizing data reduction technology since 1993. Data reduction, data deduplication is a really hot topic in the marketplace, has been for a year or two. We've been at it for a long time, and I think we've got probably the leading story in that space. We can reduce data and reduce storage costs better than anybody, and in more places throughout the environment than anybody. We provide solutions for unified recovery management. So the idea from the TSM admin console, today you can, you know, you manage your entire TSM environment, you can manage Fastback for workstations, and now Flash Copy Manager. So end-to-end throughout the enterprise, no matter how complicated it gets, you have one place to sit, look at your environment, and manage policies, manage backups, get reports, get monitoring, and perform recoveries. So really simplifying the management in complex environments. And then we provide the broadest range of hardware, software, services, and financing solutions. I think everybody knows that. For service and support on slide 38, we provide assessment services, installation, configuration, and validation testing services, education services, and then post-sale support based on maintenance contracts. In terms of competition on slide 39, the primary competitor for this product is the SMAT Manager family of products from NetApp. They have different plugins, SMAT Manager for Exchange, SMAT Manager for SQL Server. So a little more complicated. You have to buy a different product for each application that you're supporting. With us, we offer one product, one part number, one price, no matter which application it is that you're supporting. So a little simpler for our customers to order and understand. And then other competitors, Commvault has a product called Quick Recover, EMC has PowerSnap, and Symantec has NetBackup Snapshot Management option. But Snap Manager from NetApp is really the number one competitor here. On slide 40, we've got links to more information. The data sheet has been updated. It'll go live on June 1st. I guess I should have mentioned that to start with. It's version 2.2 is being announced June 1st and will be released on June 4th. So it'll be available pretty quickly here. So we've got a product page on the website. We've got a page for hardware and software requirements, which I think I noted earlier. We've got links to TSM, to system storage disk, and also to SVC. On slide 41 is links to the various sales leads around the world. And let's see what we got here. Slide 42 is competitive support. The competitive action team led by Steve Luco handles the Tivoli Storage Manager family, and they have great resources on their site. We have pricing leads on slide 43. On the Tivoli side, it's Coe. On STG, it's Nikita. On slide 44 is the Tivoli Virtual Sales Academy, so educational resources for you to learn more. On slide 44 is all the sales kit links for the various products, and Jarrett manages. And slide 46 is the answer network, SWAN, so you can get answers to your questions in terms of sales opportunities and such. So with that, I'm going to say thank you very much. I know I went through this pretty quickly. I'm certainly available to answer any questions. We can do that right now. We'll open it up for questions and answers. And please contact me in the future if you have any questions. Operator, if you could open it up for questions, please.
Certainly. If you'd like to ask a question, please dial star then one. To withdraw your question, it's star then two. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please dial star then one. First question comes from John Miller. Your line is open.
Thank you. Hey, Rich, on chart 26, can you elaborate more on the VMware support? Is it native to backing up VMware objects, or is it just, you know, the supported Exchange or SQL Server in a VMware environment, or can you give us more detail?
I can't. It gets a little more technical than I can give you what I think is the answer, but it'd probably be wrong. But I can find out some more information for you.
Hey, Rich, this is Jarrett. We are having a call, a technical call, next week, on the, I believe it's on the 2nd,
yep,
that will cover technically how this is done. So just stay tuned.
Yeah.
After his answer.
Okay, another quick question. Any plans for AIX version 7?
Yes, I'm sure. Typically, they're 6 to 8 to 12 weeks behind in terms of currency support. So I'm sure that the development group is working with the AIX group to make sure that we have that support.
Okay. And, Jarrett, when we do the call next week, I also got some questions related to actually how Flash Copy Manager does the cloning function and what do I have to do in order to access the clone, okay? So maybe make a note of that, and we'll talk next week, I guess.
Okay, well, we've got two of the developers online that are going to talk very detailed about it.
Okay,
the call next week is actually about cloning in SAP environments. That's the main focus of the call.
All right, one other thing is your link on chart number 26 about the flash copy environments. It takes you actually to the TSM ERP link, okay? So it's probably broken.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thanks, John.
Our next question comes from Urban Haas. Your line is open.
Hi. On chart 34, you guys were saying that it's sold with flash copy licenses and base XIV systems. I mean, that means it's auto-added in the quote, right? It doesn't mean that if you already have flash copy, you're covered?
That's correct.
Okay.
So you can use flash copy and snapshot technologies for non-database applications. So if you use flash copy or snapshots with a database, you have a strong possibility of ending up with non-consistent backups, meaning that not all of the transactions have been flushed to disk before the backup happened. So if you try to do a restore, you'd have corrupted data. So these flash copy or snapshot technologies are built into the systems, licensed separately. I think XIV does not license it separately, but the those capabilities are for non-database applications, and so you add in Flash Copy Manager to handle those and provide the application consistent copies.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from Marsha Bandies. Your line is open.
Thank you, and I think you just answered it. So if you want to do flash copy on the non-database, then you have to have whatever flash copy comes with the system. So the DS5 flash copy or the SVC flash copy, those have to be on the systems.
That's correct.
But for the database, like SAP, that is part of the flash copy manager.
That's correct. Yeah, you would still need the flash copy in the hardware, and then Flash Copy Manager leverages that to perform the flash copies, but do it in an application consistent way.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please dial star then one. And I have no further questions.
Very good. Well, thank you for your time, everyone. I hope you learned something here, and we'll certainly put out the link for replays. And again, thank you for your time.
Thank you for participating in today's call. You may disconnect at this time.